Welcome to the Lagos Real Estate Insider Podcast, the number one podcast dedicated to helping you create wealth, investing in real estate, and live a world-class life while making a difference and impact in the lives of people. I am your host, Idris Ndagwa. On this podcast, I share insight to the real estate market, advice and strategies for investing in real estate, and some of the latest real estate investment opportunities. I also share some motivation and inspiration for taking your life to the next level. Thanks for tuning into this episode and let's dive in.
So recently, the Lagos State Government demolished some houses in Lekki, Lagos, Nigeria.
The demolition is not personal. People built on the canal path, they agreed. That channel had been there before the estate. Pre-COVID, they knew the map of that neighborhood, and in about less than 36 months, they had gone beyond what we saw pre-COVID. And the government's responsibility is to every citizen of the state. And we've worked around it, and we are saying to ourselves, this nuisance on this canal part, on the canal itself, must be removed. That's what we're just trying to do. We are removing the nuisance. And you must have noticed, as we remove them, we're creating the canal part, the channel for the water into the Kota River. It's sad that we have to pull down these structures. It's sad, but the truth is we can't allow them to stand. We have to make a choice for public good. And that choice we've made, we've taken that decision that we have to enforce it to the letter. They closed up the channel deliberately. So now we have to open up the channel, allow the water to flow, and then we stop flooding of those 12 villages.
We are lost for words. We are actually lost for words. This can't happen anywhere else in the world, trust me, without a serious class action or something. It's really high. In fact, we didn't even notice on Monday last week. That's about 7 days ago now. Yeah, so we didn't have enough time to prepare for the kind of damage that we're seeing. So it's so heartless, it's so heartbreaking. It's terrible, it's terrible. Because it's funny enough, they are saying that there's no approval, right? But when we bought the house, we saw something like an approval. So it's there, and then people in our house are being, you know, working under the rules or corrupt or whatever. Because all of us were innocent buyers. We didn't know anything was like this. When I bought this property, I didn't know that there was a canal. There was a fence across. So it was like a normal design and everything. Once we started hearing, I think late last year, that, oh, there's a canal. I was like, canal where? So it's really bad. And it's so bad because the developers have absconded, you know, the greenhouse, you know, they're poor, but people are suffering this. So it's really bad.
No compensation.
So it's really sad. No compensation from the government, no compensation from the developers. See people throwing their phones down from the windows. It was that bad. In fact, I shed a tear, throwing their clothes. It was a mayhem here.
It's very painful to watch my house go down. When I don't know the people that are the developers, I can't even see them to even hear from them or know what is going on. So it's really very bad. It has absolutely affected me in every way. Because right now, like, where do you expect me to go? It's like I'm homeless. Do you get? It's very bad. Where do you want me to go? I don't have anywhere to go. My things are outside there for like 2 days. I've had it since 2020, but I've just parked in 2 weeks. See how painful it is. Right now, it's about 75 million. Yeah. It's very bad.
Now, when this happened, I was totally heartbroken because no one expected this. But the question is, who should we blame? You know, this happens almost everywhere around the world, not only in Nigeria. But the question is, who should we blame? Should we blame the government agency, the clients, the realtors, or the developers? Because I'm a type that questions lots of things. Why things happen, because it's not always about who is right, it's always about what is right. If you want to change this country, I believe we must accept responsibility for all our actions. That is why in this episode, I want to dive into a few things that we all must understand as individuals, both clients, developers, real estate agents, and the government agencies. So now, when we think about what transpired, the developers built houses in those houses around the canal. Now, should we blame the Lagos State government agencies? First, as we said, the developers need to be blamed because the Lagos State government have a master plan. And from observation of the area, everybody can see clearly that it's blocking the waterway, that is the canal. Now, who approved those buildings from the initial stage? That should be the government agencies. So why did they approve it when they knew that the building is around the waterway? So that's the first question. Should we blame the government agencies? Because I believe without their approval, those buildings will not be built. Think about how many people that have nearly lost their life because of this. Some people, they took all their life savings to buy houses in those areas. Some people, they just renewed their rent. It was so much heartbreaking. And for everyone who fell in victim, please, so sorry for everything that happened. And I pray may God stand by you. So should we blame the government agency, the developers, the realtors, or the clients? Now, in my opinion, everybody is to be blamed. Because why should the government agency approve the building? That's one. Number two, who are the developers and why did they build on it without verification? Now, this is how the real estate market works in the Lagos real estate. The Lagos State government have a master plan for the city. Everywhere is well planned. They have 20 to 40 years master plan. So all the areas are well planned. That's why most of our developers, for almost everyone, they usually carry out a due diligence to find out whenever they want to acquire any land. Is it part of the, does it fall into the government land, or it is free from government acquisition? Now, in this case, we may blame the developers because they're supposed to have carried out the due diligence, finding out whether the area is a committed land or free from government acquisition. Two, we will also blame the government agencies because they are not supposed to approve building around those areas, because if they didn't approve it, people will not build on it. And number three, I believe we agencies should be also blame the realtors. Because most times, people that invest in the Lagos real estate market are residing in the US, UK, and other countries. Most of them didn't know the developer. They only know the realtor or the marketer. So, as a realtor, if you are putting anything to market, because I believe if we learn how to put integrity above money and everything else, I believe everything in this country will change. But if we put money above integrity, honesty, and everything else, things will keep falling apart. So, as the realtor, if we are putting anything to market, the question we should ask ourselves is, how trusted is this developer? Does he have a proven track record? And how experienced is he? Because, you know, this industry is very wide, and there are different kinds of people in this industry, both trusted and fraudsters. So that's why we need to be very careful. And lastly, the clients. Why should we blame the clients? Because they buy into a property. To me, most of clients or people buying property in Lagos, 80% of people in Nigeria don't understand construction or real estate. So it is the responsibility of the developer and the realtors to educate the client why they should and shouldn't buy it. And what I also observe is, you know, most clients basically prioritize price. You know, houses in those houses are very cheap. So my advice is, please stop prioritizing cheap things, because most times things that are very cheap later always become expensive. I will advise everyone should prioritize quality and value over price. And lastly, should we blame the lawyers? Because I believe for most clients who bought properties in those houses, some of them would have carried out the due diligence. People always tell you, carry out your due diligence, carry out your due diligence. The people who bought property in those houses failed to do due diligence, or the lawyers failed to do the due diligence. You know, the philosophy of the Lagos State Government is, we create you a natural environment where we don't ask you whether what you're doing is wrong or right. But if you do what is wrong, we will punish you. Whatever you're doing that is wrong, we won't tell you, but you will face the consequence. That's how I see the philosophy of the Lagos government. So the question is, those lawyers, did they fail to do a due diligence? Because most times I hear people telling you do the due diligence. Even the person you are talking with or you ask to do the due diligence for you, is he a trustworthy person? That's why I believe the real estate industry is 90% burden on the developers and the agencies, because the developers can't do what the agencies are doing, and the agencies can't do what the developers are doing. So, on the final note, what I will advise everyone is, please, please try as much as possible to the agencies that whatever you are putting into the market, make sure it is verified and be very observative of any property you are putting into the market. And to the people who fall in victim, I pray may God stand by you.
If you're enjoying today's episode, here are three ways you can work with me, support me, and this podcast. Number one, share this episode with a friend, family, co-worker, or a team who you think will find it valuable. If you share it with any of those people and they find it valuable, they will thank you later, being the source for sharing it with them, which strengthens your relationship and help you take your relationship to the next level. Number two, refer me to a friend who need a property or a guidance for their real estate investment. If you know anyone who need a property or want to make an inquiry, or you need a property and you want to make an inquiry, don't hesitate to contact me on 070-4408-6868. Again, 070-4408-6868. Or you can email me at realestatewithidris@gmail.com. Again, realestatewithidris@gmail.com. And finally, number three is to help me rate this podcast on your listening platform. Whether you are listening on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, or any of your favorite platform, help me rate this podcast. And when you rate it and leave a review, it helps other people just like you discover the podcast as a very valuable podcast. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you in the next episode.